Is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Hunter Biden guilty. I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden's son Hunter has been convicted on all counts in his federal gun trial. The case centering on the paperwork he filled out in 2018 to buy a firearm. At the time, he said he was not addicted to drugs, which prosecutors disputed in court. ABC News senior national correspondent Terry Moran outside the courthouse in Wilmington, Delaware, says it didn't take the jury very long to reach its decision.
The jury was out for about 3 hours total. 1 hour yesterday, 2 hours today. They had no questions for the judge during their deliberations that we have heard of at this point. And so this was a relatively swift verdict.
ABC News World News anchor David Muir asked President Biden last week about the verdict and a possible pardon.
Will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
Again, Hunter Biden found guilty on 3 federal counts. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Families of inmates at the Waupun State Prison are keeping up the pressure for reforms. Family, friends, and former inmates held a protest Sunday. Meanwhile, supporters of former employees who face felony charges say 4 recent deaths at Waupun were not their fault. They're calling for more accountability from the corrections department. Democrats need to flip 15 seats to win the majority in the Wisconsin Assembly this year. Observers say Republican Speaker Robin Voss will need to hold on to more than just 50 seats in order to govern.
How's he going to pass a budget with people who have voted no on everything he's wanted to do for the last 2 or 4 years, like a Scott Allen in Waukesha, for example? That's not governable. You need 53, 54, 55.
J.R. Ross of WisPolitics speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. One person has been arrested after a woman was found dead in La Crosse County on Monday. The La Crosse County Sheriff's Department said that they received a 911 call from a home in the town of Shelby, just east of the city of La Crosse on Monday. When they got to the home, they found the dead woman. The Sheriff's Department said that they took a person to jail later in the day yesterday and that they are recommending them for a charge of first-degree intentional homicide. That person makes their initial court appearance on Tuesday. 2 summer meal programs for children are underway in La Crosse. Last week, Gunderson Hospital began its program in its cafeteria, where any kid can get a free meal between 6:30 a.m. and 2 p.m., except for a break between breakfast and lunch, 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. The YMCA also began its delivery program yesterday, with 19 stops in La Crosse County offering free meals to children. The schedule and stop locations are available at laxymca.org.
For Civic Media News in La Crosse, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Packers minicamp is underway.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers are holding practices this week before their summer break. GM Brian Gutekunst asked, has the team ruled out using a 1-year franchise tag on quarterback Jordan Love?
Oh, I don't think we'd ever say that. You know, things can change, but that's not what we're focused on. We've got, you know, a lot of time here, and I think the thought process is to get Jordan locked up and move forward that way.
The Packers announcing family night will be Saturday, August 3rd. The team holding a practice in pads inside Lambeau Field, followed by fireworks. Tickets still just $10 per person. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Blue Jays. For game 2 of their 3-game series, the Crew winning 3-1 last night. Milwaukee running out of pitchers. Pat Murphy telling reporters 25-year-old lefty Robert Gasser likely done for the season, along with Wade Miley, Brandon Woodruff. But that means 22-year-old right-hander Carlos Rodriguez will get his first major league start tonight for the Brewers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Damp and dreary, cloudy skies and light rain this afternoon. Highs will hit the mid-70s. Chances of scattered showers and some strong to severe thunderstorms could fire up this evening, posing the threat for isolated large hail and damaging winds. Stay weather savvy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
One, two, three.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Crude and Dom.
The jury is out in the Hunter Biden trial as the weaponized Department of Justice seeks retribution against Joe Biden's son. Doesn't make sense. I know. Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Matinaire on Air. Jane Matinaire, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff. I am in Madison. Greg and Calvin in our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Very excited to have our guest here from the Better Business Bureau. Lisa Schiller is here. We're going to get to you, Lisa, in just a second. We have a big, big contest going on. It is our Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest. Every hour that we play, one person wins a Wisconsin Dell Summer Prize Pack. Every day, one person picks up a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats. Greg Bach, you've used them. You said that these are great seats.
Oh, they're wonderful. They're great seats.
And, like, they have nice bathrooms that are right behind you.
You get to be around, like, super-duper successful people.
And we're going to have two grand prizes. You get to pick your staycation, either in Fort Atkinson, Lake Geneva, Door County. Everybody who enters, regardless of whether or not you win an hourly or daily prize, everybody is in the drawing for those grand prizes. So this hour's word, my friends, is fun. F-U-N. Text the word fun via the Civic Media app, and you are in the running for all of those great prizes. Greg Bach, is there a way for people to get a bonus entry?
Why, yes, there is, Jane Matinaire.
What do they do?
All you do is you text through the app the word fun, and then we're going to come back to you with a question. And that question is, are you registered to vote? Answer that question, yes or no. It's not a correct or incorrect answer, though you should be registered to vote. If you're not, do it. And you will get an automatic extra entry into the contest. It's that simple. It's just that simple.
Super easy.
I couldn't make it more simple unless I came to your houses and texted it myself.
For you. Dot Alba and I do have a little contest going on about who gets the most entries. We did beat him by 6 yesterday, but this is an ongoing thing. We're not going to know until Friday after both of our shows are done who is actually the winner. So we are trying to beat Dot Alba. I understand that his word in the 1 o'clock hour is going to be Shaquamagon, which I think is perfectly fair. That's perfectly fine.
That's easy.
The word this hour is fun, F-U-N. So make sure you enter and then make sure you get a chance to get that bonus entry. We just want to make sure everybody's going to vote.
Yep, exactly.
And get involved in the process.
Yep.
All right. As I said, our guest is Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing?
Good morning, everybody. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, summertime is finally here. A lot of people are going to be heading out for vacation. And one of the things you always see, especially if you're flying, Lisa, is travel insurance. So is this a good thing, or is this kind of like my refrigerator warranty that has never been useful for me?
Right. Well, I think that, you know, it really depends on a number of things, Jane. Insurance is meant to protect your vacation. It's really considered like an investment or a safety net, you might want to call it. But I think it really depends on your situation. You know, how much money are you spending? Where are you going? You know, are you going to Nashville for the weekend, or are you going to Europe or on a cruise? You know, you want to know like what's covered and who might be covered. So you really have to read the fine print. And I would say shop around. ask questions. Start there.
Well, and it's get a magnifying glass for the fine print, because it's almost like they really don't want. I mean, sure, go ahead and read it if you can actually decipher it. I wonder sometimes how much they actually want people to look at these things, because it seems like they make it so difficult. But one thing I think that's important to point out, Lisa, is that travel insurance is not going to apply to something like a natural disaster, right?
Right. You know, I mean, we saw complaints coming in right during COVID and right after COVID. And I think that's what really, you know, drew more attention to the subject, is that, you know, what's really canceled. I mean, we realized that, I think people started to realize really that insurance policies don't typically cover like the cancellation of a trip out of, you know, fear of traveling or travel advisories, you know, all that kind of thing. So again, really, you have to read the fine print. I mean, you know, I say it time and time again, but you really have to do your research when it comes to some of these things. You know, mm-hmm. takes a little bit of time, but it'll be worth it.
And they make the insurance. I mean, nowadays there's insurance on insurance. You buy products that come with their own warranties, and then a little pop sign for $3. Do you want to add a 28-year insurance policy? And they're just so ubiquitous now, and a lot of them are basically useless. And the only ones for me when I'm traveling, I pay any sort of real attention to is on, like, say, my flight, when the airline offers an insurance on the flight itself, which still is even not as cut and dry as they say. I was recently, I recently had a flight canceled, and I was told straight up by the person at the desk, the only reason why they're going to refund me is because a canceled flight because of mechanical error they see it as their fault. Everything else, I'd have to go through miles of red tape because that's without any sort of insurance. So if I had insurance, there's no guarantee it would even be a better experience.
Well, I think you brought up a good point too, Greg, because, you know, like insurance on top of insurance, you might already be covered when you book a trip through your credit card company. So you have to check with your credit card company as well, because of course, you know, if we're booking hotels and airlines and, you know, everything else related to a vacation, we'll probably use our credit card. At least, you know, that's what we recommend and hope. But definitely, you know, check with your credit card company. Call them, ask some questions. You know, what type of insurance do you get automatically, if anything? A lot of people don't even realize it.
Yeah.
Lisa Schiller is our guest from the Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin, and we're talking about travel insurance, good thing, bad thing. The most important thing, I think, the takeaway from here, Lisa, is every policy is going to be different, and the amount of coverage that they offer and what they're going to cover can vary very widely. So as you said, don't be afraid to call them directly to get some specifics.
Right. And I think, you know, really consider your own situation. Do you have any pre-existing medical conditions? You know, that's going to be a very big factor, I think, in that your age, you know, the type of coverage, you know, the budget, the amount of money you're spending on the trip too, big.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, are there any red flags just to look out for as far as, like, is there any language ever used where you can automatically be like, I know that's wrong, I know that's bad, I just delete that email, say no to that offer because they're saying something that is, you know, red flag language?
Right. Well, you know, there is something called cancel for any reason, or CFAR. So you want to watch out for something like that, because obviously cancel for any reason to us means cancel for any reason.
Yeah.
But, you know, it may not exactly be that. You can't just maybe change your mind and decide to cancel your trip. You know, it depends. It might depend on, you know, how long in advance you're canceling and exactly why you're canceling. You know, if it's a medical situation, do you have to have proof from a doctor? So, you know, watch out for language like that, I would say.
Yeah.
Got to do the work.
Yep.
You got to do the work. Lisa Schiller is our guest from the Better Business Bureau, talking about travel insurance and also hotel booking scams. Is this a big problem, Lisa?
You know, it is a problem, Jane, and it's become more of a problem through the years. This is mostly where, you know, you jump online and you're looking to book a hotel room. I'm going to go ahead and say also an airline ticket, you know, that type of thing. Because what happens is, you know, you Google, you put your, you know, you type it in, and up pops all of these websites. Scammers use SEO to come up high on online searches. And there's a lot of fake websites out there. And boy, they can be really tricky. I mean, you think you're on, you know, United Airlines,
yep,
which is what happened to me once. or, you know, a hotel. And it doesn't even have to be a common hotel, although those are very likely, you know, the names are spoofed more easily and readily. But this is, you know, generally where you have to watch out for these lookalike websites and third party websites. It's very easy to get caught up on them and not even realize it until, you know, you've already given your information and you know, your credit card numbers.
So avoid fredseasyhotelbooking.com. And
but that's where I book all my hotels, Jane.
Well, but again, it's as Lisa said, it's really tough because some of these bogus sites are so legitimate looking. Mm-hmm. But, you know, my husband and I go through Orbitz and booking.com. And what other would be some reputable sites that people can use?
Oh, goodness. My mind's going to go blank. Expedia. You know, Travelocity.
I've used Expedia. You know, that's worked.
Expedia.
Yeah, that was on the top of my brain, but I couldn't get it to fester up. Yeah, I mean, exactly. And, you know, honestly, this happened to me once. My husband and I missed a flight last year, and we were at the airport, and that's another story in itself. I right away, you know, Google, because I needed to get us on the next flight. And, you know, I would even use a different airline if I had to. But I thought I was talking to United Airlines, because when I Googled it, the very first website that popped up, it looked like the URL, you know, said United Airlines. There was like one letter wrong, which I didn't realize until later. And once I realized my mistake and I had given out all my information, you know, we were booked on the next flight the next morning. But I went home and filed complaints with the BBB, and we already had reports on this fake travel agency. And this, it was like a, you know, fake United Air. Yeah. I mean, it happened to me, and I'm so, you know, embarrassed about that, but they're good. I'm telling you, they're good.
Lisa, I get it.
That's the best example though, Lisa, of your own experience and how good these people are at scamming people. And like you said, you of all people, this is your job. So I think we can all feel better that it also happens to you, unfortunately. But it can be just one letter off, right?
Well, that's exactly what scammers do, you know, because it works. You know, they're one letter off. You don't even realize it. United Airlines, you know, that type of thing. And, you know, they're good at what they do. They take the logos right off. You know, they take the copy, the words that are written exactly. And, you know, like for me, for example, I was in an airport and I was like, oh, I missed my flight. You know, I need to rebook. We need to get out of here. And, you know, so, you know, you're kind of vulnerable. You're kind of, you know, jacked up. You're a little angry. Yep. You're a little like, oh, I got to move quickly. And that's when it happens. And scammers rely on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you're pressed for time. You're under pressure now. And you're maybe not vetting things as thoroughly as you should. And they count on that.
Yeah.
And that's something really, really important to keep in mind. I think you have some more tips for us about how to keep ourselves safe. We are going to we'll continue this conversation on the other side. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, talking to Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin. Don't forget, this hour's word is FUN, F-U-N. Text the word FUN using the Civic Media app to get in on the running for our statewide Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, and Calvin B. coming to you live this morning. You can always join the show. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin on a daily basis. Our guest is Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau, and we're talking about ways we can protect ourselves before we head out to travel if you're doing some traveling this summer, especially with hotel reservations. So, Lisa, there are some little clues in the URL, right, to look for that lets people know what is legitimate and what is not.
Right. You really have to pay attention to that URL, you know, up at the top of the bar and really make sure that, you know, everything is spelled correctly and it makes sense. You know, United Airlines is not United Airline. They'll try all those. We've seen it all. So be really careful that you're booking, you know, hotels or flights through official websites. You know, the best way to avoid this kind of scam is to check and then double check that you're on the official website and then only makes reservations through secure websites. You know, look for that little lock, you know, the little that says it's secure or the HTTPS. The S stands for secure as well. And, you know, just look for misleading advertisements, you know, really great prices. Big red flag right there.
Yes. Well, $25 a night at a five-star hotel. You may want to raise your eyebrows a bit, just a little bit.
Well, and that's something that I wanted to speak on. It's not so much a scam. It's just a very much a educate yourself fully when you use third-party booking sites. You know, we were talking about before, there are some that are very legitimate, but where they'll say, you know, this hotel is $75. They're going to charge you another $75, and you got to pay up front, and you're paying the same thing as the hotel if you booked a reservation. But also, And my mother-in-law had experience with this. When you book through a third party, sometimes the hotel washes their hands of you in the sense of if there's a screw up or a mix up on their end, on the third party's end, the hotel isn't responsible for taking care of you. And if you have a reservation and they say, we don't have you, and you say, but I booked through, you know, tedstravelagency.com, they said, but you didn't book it through us, so there's not a lot we can do. We're just finding out about this now. So it's very good to educate yourself on all these sites. Make sure if you're going to use third party, use the most reputable ones. And just know, as Jane says, $25 at a five-star hotel, be weary.
That's right. And it's out there. I mean, those deals are out there. This, you know, they'll try to lure you in any way, you know, cheap airfare, really great, you know, prices on hotel rooms. Yeah, don't fall for it. And like you said, I mean, really, you know, if you take a few minutes on the front end, it'll save you, you know, a lot of hassle down the road.
And one of your other tips too, Lisa, is if you find a booking site that looks professional, but you've never heard of it before, look for reviews on third-party websites to look out for scams. Yeah. And they can also check with the Better Business Bureau, right?
Yes, please do. BBB.org. You know, see what we have. And we take customer reviews, positive, negative, or neutral. So yeah, definitely check out what people are saying. I mean, a lot of times, you know, if consumers have been, you know, scammed or they've just had a negative experience, there will be probably some blogs out there that, you know, you can read about their experiences. I guarantee it.
Are you telling me people who get upset on the internet go to the internet to tell us? What?
No, isn't that crazy? And that's why I always put it out there, you know. We love to hear positive reviews too. So I'll take a second to say that. I mean, if you have a good experience with anybody, anything, you know, restaurants, hotels, doesn't matter. Take time to write a positive review. You know, we need that in this day and age as well.
Absolutely. And that makes such a difference. And we all love to complain. I love to complain. Everybody loves to complain. But I think for businesses, that means everything, to get completely unsolicited praise And if they've given you good service and you had a good experience, you should share that.
We love that as well.
Lisa Schiller is here from the Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin talking about scams. And Greg and I have talked with you about this before, but I think it's worth a reminder. I got this message about a week and a half ago, a text message. USPS package has arrived at the warehouse and was undeliverable with incomplete address information. Please confirm your address, and they give you a link, and it's USPS wishes you good luck every day. Well, isn't that nice? That's so nice and warm and friendly. I did not click on that link because I did not have a package that I was expecting via USPS.
Right. But a lot of us do. Most people do have something that they're waiting for, right? You know, to be delivered. So a lot of people do actually click on that. And I was just bringing up on my phone, I have the same message. Isn't that crazy? I saved it just in case.
Me too.
You need to use it for a TV story or something. It's crazy. Actually, you know what? USPS was the number one most impostered name reported to the Better Business Bureau in all of 2023 on a national basis because of text messages just like that. So the last 3 years, it was Amazon was the most reported impostered name reported to us. And this year it's USPS. And I've been talking to groups and they're like surprised to hear that. I'm like, no, there's so many messages just exactly like that. Most of them have to do with, we're trying to deliver a package. We can't reach you. Please click on this link, provide us information, and that's where, people are clicking on the links and putting their information in. So don't do it.
I will take the baton of the story of these text messages and run him right into a big lagoon of poop, as they got me at the best time. They got me at the holidays when, of course, I have 40 packages on their way to the house. And I woke up one morning seeing the text message saying, oh, this is the USPS, blah, 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 blah. So without even thinking, because I'm like wiping the sleep out of my eyes, I click through, put in my information, and I don't think about it for about 10 minutes. And then all of a sudden, my whole body goes cold. I start sweating. Yes. I click through the link, and I realize, oh, this is a scam. I've just given them all of my information because I just woke up and I wasn't even thinking straight. And I immediately ran down the stairs, falling down the stairs, got in my car, sped to my credit union, and said, I need you to cancel my card. Luckily, I got to it very quickly. I canceled the card. I got a replacement card. I put a passcode on my account, and I took care of it. But I am someone who consistently blocks emails, consistently blocks text messages and scammed. And if I don't recognize and you're like, hey, are we playing tennis tomorrow? I'm like, you don't know me, block. But it can happen to anyone. It was because I woke up tired. I was like, all right, this makes sense, blah, blah, blah.
Well, and I think some of us, I'm pretty savvy.
Exactly.
Right? I'm pretty savvy and we talk about this stuff all the time and we warn people about this all the time. We can still get sucked in just like anybody else. So we all need to be diligent about this, yep. Right, Lisa?
Yeah. I mean, and scammers are good. Let's face it. They're very good. And sometimes it's hard to stay a step ahead when, we're tired or we're in the airport and we just had a flight canceled. So, you're not always, thinking on top of your toes like you usually are. I got to watch out for that. But yeah, I feel the same way. I mean, my husband texts me and I'm like, are you really, Tom? you're skeptical, but sometimes they get through because, you say to yourself, oh gosh, I mean, literally I have like six, packages that are ready to arrive that I've purchased in the last 7 days, shoes and clothes. It's summer now. So, you see that text message and you go, oh, there's my package. They can't deliver it. I better give them my information. Don't do it.
Lisa Schiller, always such a delight to have you on from the Better Business Bureau. Thank you so much for joining us. News is next. Stay here. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is calling for an independent audit of Milwaukee public schools. Milwaukee has been dealing with budget cuts and accounting problems that led the superintendent to resign. The state is still waiting for a financial report from Milwaukee that was due last fall. Temporary caps on Affordable Care Act premiums might run out at the end of next year. Krissa Ostenzo owns an optometry clinic with her husband in Ladysmith. She says that would make health insurance too expensive for many people close to retirement age.
They would just tell me, well, I'm just going uninsured for these few years until I can qualify for Medicare. Well, those are the years of your life where you're going to start developing some bad health problems.
Congress is considering ACA cuts in the next federal budget. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. One person has been arrested after a woman was found dead in La Crosse County on Monday. The La Crosse County Sheriff's Department said that they received a 911 call from a home in the town of Shelby, just east of the city of La Crosse on Monday. When they got to the home, they found the dead woman. The Sheriff's Department said that they took a person to jail later in the day yesterday and that they are recommending them for a charge of first-degree intentional homicide. That person makes their initial court appearance on Tuesday. This week, both the La Crosse City Council and La Crosse County Board will be meeting and hearing financial presentations as the local governments continue their work on setting next year's budget. The County Board met last night and will meet again tonight in strategic planning sessions. The City Council has a planning meeting tonight to hear financial reports, and on Thursday, the full City Council will meet. Committees have been receiving budget or financial reports for the last few weeks. For 1490 The Eagle, WLCX, and LacrosseEagle.com, I'm Jimmy Kuska for Civic Media News in La Crosse.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Here's one of Pete's picks. Richard Linklater's latest film, Hitman, starring and co-written by lead actor Glenn Powell, is really good. Powell plays a college professor but works for the police by night, pretending to be a hitman to entrap those looking to have people killed. The story is filled with fun turns, suspense, sweet romance, and is based on a true story. Hitman can be streamed on Netflix and received excellent reviews. What do you do to help restore your image after you accost the host of the Oscars? You show that you are a man of the people by watching your new film Bad Boys: Ride or Die with the commoners. That is what Will Smith did, actually sitting right in the middle of a crowded theater. The actor revealed himself after the end credits. Oh yeah. And you also make sure fan reaction is captured on TikTok by the theater manager, and that there's another camera outside to capture the glory. When Smith went in for handshakes or hugs, most flinched, but no one was slapped. He is back. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Damp and dreary, cloudy skies and light rain this afternoon. Highs will hit the mid-70s. Chances of scattered showers and some strong to severe thunderstorms could fire up this evening, posing the threat for isolated large hail and damaging winds. Stay weather savvy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Progressive presents 10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote. Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating and, of course, clogs. But the easiest thing on any small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you could save on the business insurance that's right for you. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Dr. Catherine Eden, professor at Princeton University. We'll discuss the impediments that poverty poses to kids and learning.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Yeah, in
daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair coming to you live from the Civic Media Global Headquarters in downtown Madison High above State Street. Greg Bach and the Calvinator coming to you live from our studio in Waukesha. It is day one of our On the Road with Jane and Todd tour. That's why I'm here in Madison. Todd Alba's show, of course, coming up next from noon to 2 p.m. And once he wraps up his show, we're jumping in Todd's truck and we're driving to Richland Center. We're going to be broadcasting live from 10 to 2 tomorrow, live from Richland Center. Hope everybody can come out and say hello. Really looking forward to this. We're going to have a lot of fun. Also, we are in the midst this hour of our Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. The word to text this hour via the Civic Media app is FUN, F-U-N. Text the word FUN, and you are in the running for a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. One winner per day picks up a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats. Everyone who enters, whether you win a prize, an hourly prize or a daily prize, everybody's in the running for one of two staycations, Fort Atkinson Cottage on the lake, including a pontoon boat. Go with that one. Go with that one. Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores and Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. Again, the word this hour is FUN, F-U-N. Todd and I have a little friendly competition going on to see who can get the most entries. Greg Bach, how can people get that ever-important extra entry?
Oh, very, very simple. Once you have texted the word FUN through the free Civic Media app, which you have downloaded on your device, you are going to receive a message from us, Civic Media, asking you a simple question. And that question is, are you registered to vote? You answer the question honestly. There's no right or wrong answer. Though, if you aren't registered to vote, we do ask that you do eventually before the election, because it's very important to make sure you are. And you can actually do that by going to myvote.wi.gov to check your registration status. And if you're not registered, you can do it there. But answer that question. Are you registered to vote? Yes or no? And then you will automatically get another entry into the contest. That is double the entries. And we were talking about it yesterday. There are seven opportunities to enter during the day just by texting the FUN word. Our word's FUN, but the words are always FUN. That means you get 14 entries if you respond. So
look at that.
What do you have? They're going to pay for your gas if you win.
We're even going to give you gas to get there and back. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. We want you to get home. I think that's an important element of going away is coming back. So, yes, we're doing it all the way around. Text the word FUN. You have until noon. And then Todd Alba will have another word, a new word for you coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. We have a steak dinner on the line for whoever wins. Loser has to buy the steak dinner. We should find out hopefully shortly after Todd's show wraps up on Friday when we're in Amory. So we'll see how that goes. We're going to lighten things up a little bit for the last half hour while I'm here in Madison and talk about some hard takes on food. And this is something, Greg, that we wanted to do for a while. We've talked about this for a while.
Yeah.
And now there's this whole discussion going on in the Civic Media General chat. I don't know if you saw this, about cilantro.
Oh, yeah.
Major opinions on cilantro, people.
Shouldn't they be, you know, working or something?
They are. They're providing content, Craig.
It's all content, baby.
It's all content. It's all content. Yes, I can't eat cilantro. Yeah. Tastes like soap.
Yeah.
Cilantro is evil.
Okay. Calm down.
My brother tastes soap with cilantro. I get yummy goodness. I am not a cilantro fan.
My wife left me for cilantro.
But people have very hard opinions about certain foods. What is yours?
Well, so
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter.
So the cilantro thing, I'm pretty sure that's a genetic thing. That's not something you can control. It's going to taste like, because that's the one thing I hear all the time. It tastes like soap.
Right.
So I feel like that I've been told that that's a genetic thing. You're either born with it or you're not born with it. Like I love cilantro. I mean, don't overdo it, but it tastes good to me. It doesn't taste like soap. I don't hate it. So I don't have a hard take on cilantro. I have tons of hard takes on other foods. I mean, just... I'll tell you, one of the reasons why we brought this up is because, and I think they're talking, the reason why this conversation was spurned in the chat was because Pat talked about the fact that it is National German Chocolate Cake Day.
Happy German Chocolate Cake Day.
Or if you think it's, as I referred to it, as a human rights violation, no. Because I think German chocolate cake is disgusting. It's, the textures are, and I'm not really a texture guy. That's not something that keeps me from enjoying foods. But there's something about the cake with the frosting, with the pecans, with the coconut that just makes it feel like I am committing a crime. So,
too many things going on at one time.
Yes, and also doesn't taste good. Just put that right on top. That's the cherry on top of the cake.
Well, you're not a coconut fan for one thing.
I am not.
You are not a coconut fan.
I do not like coconut.
What is your hard take on a food? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Calvin, any opinions on cilantro or a food in general?
I'm not a huge fan of cilantro, but I don't think I have the gene that makes it taste like soap. I just don't love it.
Yeah.
Goes a long way.
I have two, I guess, and they're both related to cheese on brand for Wisconsin. One is mild white cheeses are the only cheese that belongs on pizza. Don't put any cheddar or Colby Jack or anything like that on pizza. It's gross.
Mozzarella only.
Provolone's good, acceptable in some situations, but outside of that, you're playing on thin ice.
Oh, don't come to Calvin's house with no cheddar cheese on your pizza.
Well, it comes from, my dad likes to doctor up the frozen pizzas, and sometimes he puts shredded cheddar on it, and it's gross. I don't like it.
Provolone is like the second lightest cheese on the, it's so light, it floats in the air. It's almost, and I love provolone. What does provolone not belong on?
Provolone, I think, is one cheese that can go on anything.
Yeah, I agree.
It can go on pizza.
The cheese for all.
It's good for a cold cut sandwich, is probably my most regular place I eat provolone.
I like it on a good meatball sub. If I'm going to indulge in a meatball sub from time to time, provolone's good on there. Now we're just going to talk about the cheeses we like. Calvin, what was your other food that you said you had a hot take on?
My other one was American cheese should not be served cold in any capacity. Only intended to be melted. Don't give me a cold sandwich with American cheese on it. That's gross.
We got a question for me on the live stream from Scott in St. Louis. Is there a specific German chocolate cake Greg hates? I grew up with Splitterkuchen. Okay, Splitterkuchen, a German cake with lots of chocolate, and it's great. Scott, here's a simple answer. If the German chocolate cake includes pecans, coconut, and a rancid, disgusting frosting, then I hate it. So there you go. And I think in order to be German chocolate cake, they all have to have that. So gross.
I think German chocolate cake is tasty.
More for you then. And you can and then you know what? I'll get you some German chocolate cake, and I will get you a tub of German potato salad, and you can take that and destroy it, and I will never look at it again, because both of those are horrendous.
We are taking your hot takes on food. A listener here in Madison on WMDX, no eggs in potato salad. It's called potato salad. I completely agree with you.
Well, okay.
Completely.
That's fine if you don't want egg in your potato salad, but that's a kind of a, then you just have potato. You can't put any sort of sauce. You can't put any spice.
Well, of course you can. Well, she doesn't want eggs in there.
That's fine. But using the line of it's potato salad, that's not a good enough reason not to put egg in it. You don't want egg, don't put egg in it. But if that's the case, then you just eat potatoes.
No.
I'm not wrong.
Yes, you are. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. What is your hot take on food? What is your hot take on food? I worked with a guy a number of years ago, the loveliest man in the world. He was just a sweetheart. And he had the most violent opinions about celery.
What?
Celery.
What?
Which is like the most innocuous. I mean, celery barely has any taste, right?
Celery is just a wet paperweight.
I like a little celery in chicken salad and even potato salad. And celery has its place, but he was like, he called celery a noxious weed.
Okay, that just sounds like someone hurt him.
I had just never met anyone with such a violent reaction to celery.
I don't understand why, like, it doesn't, like you said, it's watery nothing. It's chewy, watery nothing.
And most of it is water. It's primarily water, right?
Yeah, it's just water. I don't understand. That just seems like he must have eaten something as a kid and he didn't like it, and that was it. And he formed that opinion then, and there was no going back. No ants on a log, no hummus and celery, no nothing. That's it. It is your A number one enemy. I thought I didn't like German chocolate cake. I don't understand why you don't like celery, but whatever. So
Donna from DeForest texting in, listening on WAUK. I just made potato salad with a hard-boiled egg in it for lunch today. Does your egg hater know that mayonnaise is made with eggs? You can't have potato salad without mayonnaise, right? See, and Donna, I hear you, and I love mayonnaise. I will only eat scrambled eggs, only.
How come she gets, I hear you and I understand, but I get, you're wrong?
Because I work with you, and I
that's
can
fair.
That
that's
we're
fair
friends.
Point. But I mean, I think she brings up a fair point. I feel like if you don't like, do you like the rest of the stuff in the potato salad, or else I'll just throw potatoes in a bowl and be like, here's potato salad. I won't even cook it for you raw.
Hard boiled eggs are gross.
I understand.
Poached eggs should be in a science fiction film.
Yeah,
I could see a poached egg flying through space.
Yeah, honestly, I think that's very like poached eggs. Of course, I'll eat an eggs Benny, but like I understand why. And also, it's of all the eggs to prepare, it's the most difficult. Where they're like, if you do it even slightly wrong, it's destroyed forever.
Right, right. They're very picky.
Yeah.
Gretchen from Green Bay, listening in Madison on WMDX. Celery is gross.
What?
Horrible taste as well as texture. We're all entitled to our opinions, except apparently for Greg.
Hey, excuse me, miss. You're wrong about potato salad. I think you just threw your flag down there. No, I just, that one is mind blowing. Like cilantro, I get. German potato salad, I get. Eggs, I totally get. Bridget is, she's not allergic to them, but she absolutely can. She can't even smell them or she gets nauseous.
Any form
whatsoever. I think and I feel bad and she feels bad because like we go to this restaurant where they throw a half a hard boiled egg onto your Bloody Mary and she can't tell them she's allergic because she's not. But if she smells it, if it's on her food, she doesn't want to eat it. And I get it because that's all she smells and sees anymore. So
well, and it's a very strong scent from a hard-boiled egg in particular, right?
Yeah, it's well, yeah, and then you've got the little bit of cayenne on there. Is it cayenne or is it whatever spice they throw on there? I eat them up. I'm fine with that. But
I totally understand
why people don't like eggs. I understand that. It's not a good-looking food.
What's your hard take on food? Your hard take on food, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, and text in the word FUN via the Civic Media app by noon today, and you'll be entered in our statewide Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. Oh, but at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me. All right. My friends down at the commune, they think I'm pretty neat. Oh, I don't know nothing about arts and crafts, but I give them all something to eat. I'm a friend to O.U. Gibbons, and
that's
I only
I
eat homegrown spice.
Year.
I got a John Keats autographed Grecian urn filled up with my brown rice. Yes, I do. Oh, folks, but lately I have been spotted with a Big Mac on my breath. Stumbling into a Colonel Sanders with a face as white as death. I'm afraid someday they'll find me just stretched out on my bed.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June as Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
The annual June Pride event in Milwaukee is the oldest and largest in the state. U.S. News & World Report also includes it as one of the top 20 LGBTQ plus celebrations in the country. But the parade and several-day festival started as a one-day protest. The Milwaukee demonstration in June of 1970 was timed around the first anniversary of the brutal police raid at the Stonewall Inn in New York City. It's also the first time people showed support for gay rights in Wisconsin, sparking a social awakening that continues today. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair coming to you live from our Civic Media headquarters in downtown Madison, high above State Street. Greg Buck and Calvin on the board coming to you from Waukesha. Todd Alba and I kicking off our On the Road with Jane and Todd tour today in Madison. Todd is coming up next from noon to 2. And once Todd's show wraps up, we're going to jump in his truck and head to Richland Center. We will be broadcasting live from Richland Center tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. And tomorrow we're going to be at Crosscup Park in Richland Center. So if you can come out and join us, bring a lawn chair, maybe bring a little umbrella. It's supposed to be a little bit warm today or tomorrow, but weather is looking good. And then Thursday we're in Eau Claire at Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar. And then we wrap up our tour Friday in Michael Park in Amory.
Amory.
Favorite place. I haven't been yet, but I will. This Friday, very, very excited about that. You also have a couple of minutes left to text in the word via the Civic Media app. Text the word FUN, F-U-N, and then you are entered in our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. Every hour, somebody picks up a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. Every day, somebody gets a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club Level seats. And then everybody, whether you win or not, in the drawing for two grand prizes, your choice of a staycation, either in Fort Atkinson, Lake Geneva, or in Door County. And again, everybody who enters, with winner or not, you are all entered for those grand prizes. And we'll even give you gas to get there and back. So text the word FUN, F-U-N, by noon. And then Todd will have another word. I believe it's Shequamagon. Yeah. Coming up at 1 o'clock. I can't say that for certain.
I heard it was all one word. Matinair on Air is the winner. That's what I heard.
Is that what it is?
All one word. Spelled how it sounds.
Listen to Todd at 1 o'clock. He'll give you the word to text in. We have been taking your hard takes on food. There was this big discussion in the Civic Media General chat this morning about cilantro. Lots of anti-cilantro people. And so we're just curious, what is your, nope, not doing it. You can't make me. We have Liz from Saukville listening on WAUK. I can't stand yellow mustard on anything. Disgusting chemical grossness. Not even on Chicago-style hot dogs.
Oh, Chicago style versus the world is a whole, that's an hour.
That's a whole other thing.
Yeah. It's tamper it down, Chicago. We get it. You like junk on your hot dogs. Go on.
Angie in Monroe, sorry, listening on WMDX, raw onions. Nope, not doing it. Can't make me.
Okay. All right. All are accepted here. We understand that totally and completely. If you like your food, you like your food. If you don't like your food, you don't like your food. We got one another. We got a clarification from Scott in St. Louis. He said that Splitterkuchen has none of the ingredients that I hate about German chocolate cake, but it's a recipe that she brought back from Germany. So, Scott, it seems like it's not German chocolate cake. It's a cake from Germany, which I'm totally down to try, a Splitterkuchen. And then he also said, and this is a divisive one, but we'll throw down and ruin a Thanksgiving. Hot take, pineapple belongs in pizza, sweet acid to complement four cheese. And I'm going to say this right now. I was in the no pineapple no Hawaiian pizza camp for so long. And I said that simply because in my brain, it sounded disgusting. And then one day a friend handed me a slice. I tried one. And do you ever do that thing where when you're doing it, you realize in your head, one, you're enjoying it, and two, you're wrong? Like, there's the enjoyment factor, and then you're also thinking to yourself, oh, God, I got
it. Wah, wah, wah.
Exactly. Pineapple on pizza is tasty, especially with ham. The sweet and the salt, yep, bring it.
Texture from 844, my niece hates celery, and so I never buy it. My sister visited and bought celery. My niece's son said, what is this? I like it. Hot takes on food. Another one listening in Madison. Celery is a negative calorie food. Yeah. You burn more calories chewing it than you take it by swallowing it.
I mean, I personally think celery is nothing more than a conduit to get the sauce or the dip to your face.
Absolutely.
It's the perfect portal.
It's a dip delivery system.
Exactly. And it's not a chip, so you get less carbs and it just disappears. It does its job. I can't hate celery because that's so interesting. But it really serves its purpose in the Bach household for hummus.
Ben from West Bend says, no fish liver. I am completely with you on that.
What?
Or Chinese food. Now, I do love Chinese food.
Oh, yeah. Chinese
good food. Chinese food is absolutely worth it. And yeah. Matt from Germantown is asking, listening on WAUK, who is winning the contest between Todd and I? We beat him yesterday by 6 entries. I'm not sure what the overall total is, and this is going to go through Friday. Up for grabs as a steak dinner. Whoever gets the most entries for our Text to Win contest, whoever loses has to buy the winner a steak dinner at a supper club in Amory. So hopefully we will know the results shortly after Todd's show wraps up on Friday for this highly contestable rivalry we have going.
But Matt, let's face it. Matt and I are on air, the three of us, Jane, Calvin, and myself, we're winning in the hearts of America.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, thank you. And spread the word. Spread the word, friend.
And how does one get an extra entry, Greg?
Oh, it's very, very simple. You enter the first time by texting through the app the word, so this hour, it's fun. You got about 3.5 minutes left. And then you're going to get a response back from Civic Media asking you a question. That question is very simple. Are you registered to vote? Answer it, yes or no, and you will automatically be entered another time into the contest. So you double your chances every hour because you can participate every single hour.
Yes, every hour that we play it. So it's 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock. Lots of chances to win. Everybody who enters, again, whether or not you win a daily or hourly prize, is in the running for that one of those 2 staycations. So everybody's in the running for the grand prize. So fun. You got just a couple of minutes left. Text the word fun via the Civic Media app, and you will be in the running as well. And then we want people to vote. We want people to get involved in the political process. It's really important, more so, and I know we all hear this all the time. This is the most important election of our lives. This one is really important.
It's very important.
All right. We have news coming up next. Then Todd will be slipping into the chair. And just a reminder, tomorrow on the show, while we're in Richland Center, Greg, we've had him on before. Bob Lord from Patriotic Millionaires
is
going to be joining us at 10:33, and then Dr. Laura Hanks at 11:33 for our public cervix announcement. So I hope you can join us for that. Want to thank Greg and Calvin and our engineers and to Todd for getting us all set up here. Thank you so much. Without you guys, nothing works. And thank you most of all to all of you for calling and texting and listening. It means everything. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Stay right here. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from Mad Men and Whose Line Is It Anyway? Actor Joel Murray. And Civic Media's own Stuart J. Waddles joins me to discuss Summerfest and Phibbs.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella Devan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.